Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May the 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 7¾ cents, 7.77. July wheat up 9 cents at 11.17½. That was about 17 cents off the highs. July beans down 17 cents at 16.05. Once again today, no export sales. So they were expecting them Thursday, Friday, certainly by today. Didn't see anything. That may be a function of the strong dollar. It's back up. It's 35 ticks away from contract highs. So that may be part of the problem. Plus COVID in China, COVID here, all weighing on prices a bit. Now, the big factor, obviously, is the weather. We've got sensational weather between now and the end of the week through Sunday here in much of the Midwest. Temperature is 70 to 90 degrees. No rain in the forecast for Chicago, very little for any place else. So it looks like we're going to have one gangbuster week to get a lot of this crop in the ground. Now, tonight's crop progress report will show some gains, but not a whole lot. And it'll be next week that I think will really be the real major factor out here. As I mentioned, COVID is spreading here, not only in China, but here in the U.S. I talked to my family physician on Friday. He said there were so many people coming into his office, they were running out of COVID supplies, meaning masks and gloves and COVID tests and that kind of thing. So COVID is certainly back here, but it certainly doesn't look like this strain is anywhere near as dangerous as the others have been. It seems like it's weakening each time, but I really don't have any proof of that, but it certainly seems that way. We've got crude oil down 217. That helped push the bean oil lower overnight, but meal was down as well. So, you know, it certainly looks like we're going to make good progress out here. Thursday, we get the spine demand report, and that should give us an inkling with these lower corn acres and larger bean acres what the carryouts might look like with decent weather out here. But I think people kind of take it a bit with a grain of salt, considering how late the corn's going in. But once again, you know, corn going in late, up to about May 20th, 25th, there isn't a bad yield drag, at least in Illinois, if we get good summer weather. So all this talk about, you know, late planting corn drags on yield, you know, if we get good weather, we're still going to have a big crop, in my opinion. And I think the University of Illinois backs that up. Really not much else here. The other markets, Bitcoin's down $3,200 a coin. It's back down to near the lows that it's been in quite some time here. The Dow Jones is down hard. I think it's all a function of the economy. I filled up my car yesterday. It filled up. It was $91.77 for 16 gallons. I paid, $5.34 a gallon. I don't think I've ever paid more than $75 for a full tank of gas, let alone almost $92 here. And I think that may be putting somewhat of a crimp on this economy out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.